Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today is entitled, When the Time Was Come. In the Gospel according to Luke chapter 9, verse 51, And it came to pass, when the time was come, that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. The he, of course, is the Lord Jesus. His face and his purpose is to go to offer up himself. He is going to finish up his work there, his departure from Galilee. Think of this, please. Here, the eternal God has limited himself to do a work in time. The time was come. Now, he brought all things into existence. He's the one who started this island, little island of time. And it's small when we compare eternity. How can you compare eternity? I mean, an infinite space, an infinite existence. And the Lord brings a little island into time, into existence, and it is brought into existence so defined as to be there by time. He has chosen to operate within time that he has set. He operates within time that he has given to us. As the psalmist has said, that he wanted the Lord to remember his time. And he, of course, knows that he has a time that is short. And he reminds the Lord, Psalm 89:47, remember how short my time is. Time goes by rather quickly. And we're to operate within the time that the Lord has given to us. We read of the works of others and what they have done in the time given to them. And we highlight those things that they did that are a blessing and an encouragement to us. We use as an example those things that they have done that would say to us, don't go this way, I made a big mistake, and I can't go back in the time and correct it. But you, as you read of this account, can avoid the mistake that I made in time. We have to operate within the time that the Lord has given to us. Much talk is about traveling through time and going back in time and rushing ahead in time. But we are now on the stage of existence, and there is a time for us to be working. The Lord said that His time was at hand. Now consider this. The eternal God said that His time was at hand. But you know what we do? You know the attitude we have. It is that time, that's somebody else's situation. That's someone else's problem. You know, we are here, and I've never known of time without me. I've always been here in the time that I've been. It sounds foolish to say that, but I think that's one of the reasons why we have the attitude, and the idea seems to permeate the youth to feel like, oh, I'm eternal. I mean, I will exist forever. But no, you have but a short space. When we're young, time seems to drag, and as we grow older, time seems to pick up the pace. Starts a little gallop, and then the older we get, we see, wow, my, how time has flown. It's no longer galloping. It's sailing through eternity very quickly. Our time is at hand. And notice how the Lord works in time. He doesn't use the system whereby we judge things. You know, young people will say, but I'm young. You're old. I remember when I used to think that 30 was so old. Looking at my parents and thinking, why, they're very old. I was only 6 or 7 years of age at the time. But I thought, yes, they're very old. And 30 years came and went for me so quickly, I don't even remember it. Went by that fast. Well, the Lord has given to us a specific time to work. He chose a specific time to work and to effect His plan of redemption. He has worked, is working. Now, what do you think it says about us who are creatures? We are creatures that have been brought onto this little island of time, and we must do our work because the Lord has said we must work while it is day. There is a time for us to be busy in the Lord's work and to execute His purpose for us. As the writer, the prophet John, said in the book of the Revelation, he talks about there being a time when time shall be no more. It will end. So we must be busy about our Father's work today. Time rapidly moves away. It is our time to be busy doing what He's called us to do. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.